Welcome to Music for Life Radio, where we transform your BS, or belief systems. I am Judith Pinkerton, a licensed music therapist, as well as a mother, wife, daughter, sister, friend, and founder of Music for Life. I am delighted you have joined me as we explore together this month's theme of checking your bucket list before the fall. There is a remarkable website with today's topic of music for meditation that I wanted to steer you to. And by the way, this website is not connected to Music for Life in any way. I just love what the owner puts out there for us to consume. Dr. Bruce Davis did a recent article through the Huffington Post on why meditation does not work in his article dated August 4th of this year. And it's interesting to notice in his talk through this article about why he thinks meditation doesn't work. And I wanted to just point out some things at the beginning where he says, everyone knows meditation is not supposed to work. This is exactly the point. Meditation is not one more thing to accomplish or to do right. They say you cannot fail in meditation. It is time to simply be. Well, yes and no. Yes, it's time not to be busy doing. No, simply being is easier said than doing or not doing in this case. Many people will meditate and keep trying to get rid of thoughts only to find themselves constantly thinking. What's the difference between thinking and observing one's thoughts? Are we not still thinking about not thinking? Sounds like me sometimes. What's worse is that by observing our thoughts and feelings, we actually may be detaching from ourself. We're told our mental life is an illusion, only clouds in an otherwise clear sky. In this process, many become not only unsuccessful at getting free of all those clouds, but they become to feel distance from their thoughts and feelings, distance from themselves. So meditation is a disassociation for many, where we may feel isolated, alienated, disengaged from life. So despite all the publicity and popularity about how meditation is solving everyone's problems, meditators can become depressed from meditation. Wow, what an observation. So Dr. Davis is suggesting that by observing themselves, they're being told that their self with themselves that they know is an illusion, that they become separate from their passion, from their joy, and that relationships and work and identity can become distant as well. The observer then takes precedence over the normal doer. Watching our mental stream can be like a constant television. We already have enough screens in our life. Where is the fresh air? The tears of joy, sadness, the inspiration, the fun, which life is all about. So he goes further to say that meditation is a teacher of humility and surrender. But many people feel defeated by the sheer weight of their mental world. Body-based meditation with the discipline of observing one's breath while not reacting to physical discomfort can lead to self-denial. Many people already suffer from denial, not listening to their pain and not following their truth. Meditation can become another religion where feelings are ignored or cut off for some abstract goal of liberation. Meditation can lead to a life of little emotion where the I or the ego or the self or no self and emptiness become confused. Emptiness is a good teacher for our exaggerated self-importance. But after a while, nothingness can be too much of nothing. So it's interesting to notice how he goes into how meditation becomes then work and we actually become disconnected from ourselves as opposed to a more meaningful, heartfelt one. So what I have chosen to do is to bring on a couple of our experts. And I want to bring on both Venetia Wells Lefroy and Marquita Pierre McAllister, who are both from the Center for Spiritual Living in Southern Nevada, so that we can explore different forms of meditation, realizing what Dr. Davis brings forth for us in his article, and how we can look at meditation from a perspective of working or not working, and how we might indeed be able to tap into meditation so that we actually achieve a deeper connection with ourselves. So I would like to welcome both Venetia and Marquita to the Music for Life show.
Well, hello there. Thank you.
Hello, Venetia. Hello, Marquita. Thank you for joining us. So I kind of jumped the gun before bringing you on the show to really reference this article by Dr. Deva saying that meditation does not work. And, you know, realizing what he is saying is actually that we need to look at it differently or experience it differently in order for us to actually be with ourselves and not working at trying to be with ourselves. So I know that you received this article in advance. What I'd like to bring to the table right now, Venetia, is for you just to talk a little bit about what your connection has been with meditation and your life work and your connection with the Center for Spiritual Living in Southern Nevada and how you kind of all work that into being in life.
Yes, definitely. Meditation is really, it's a beautiful experience for me personally. I have not ever become disconnected in the manner in which the article references. It's been a good experience for me. It's alleviated stress. It has helped me with clarity. And lately I've been noticing the clarity even more so. It definitely energizes me. And it also brings me into a space of feeling closer and feeling the oneness of spirit. So it helps me on an emotional level as well as a spiritual level. And with the Centers for Spiritual Living Southern Nevada, it is definitely promoted by Marquita, our spiritual director, to do meditation. And so I've had a wonderful experience in being in class and being with others and assisting them with meditation and encouraging them to do meditation in different ways. That's based on a book that we use called, I believe it's The Joy of Meditation. I have the name correct. But yes, it's been a wonderful experience, and I look forward to it deepening.
Yeah, so when the work that you do as a consultant, how does that pair with meditation? And then I'm also going to add a third element in because, of course, this month is all about looking for that bucket list, you know, and what you want to do before the fall hits and other busyness of life comes in. So if you want to circle back to your actual life work with consulting and what you want to do yet before the month ends and we jump into the fall and kind of bring that full circle with our theme this month, Venetia.
Well, my life has shifted a lot. I've relocated to Las Vegas, and so I am getting my bearings again in terms of consulting. However, my work has been in the community centers for spiritual living, Southern Nevada mainly right now. And I will have to say that what you mentioned earlier about in the being, learning to be more in being what it is that you're choosing to be in the world, being that energy of love or being that consultant or being that expert or whatever it is that we're wanting to be an expert at or being that good friend or that mother, that right now is very important to me. And so my focus and my shift is about that in myself being and then leading to assisting others in knowing how to do that for themselves, because I'm finding that action and doing, it's only part of the puzzle. You have to start with being first, being the energy that you need. So you have to fill your body, and one of the ways you can fill your body with energy is through meditation. And so that, to me, is a place for people to start with and then to shift into the doing. And so that's my journey right now for myself and then to bring that to others.
You know, I'm reflecting also that you had an opportunity to make a very large trip for somebody else. And I'm seeing a connection here of you deciding that you needed to be with yourself and continue focusing on what you just talked about as possibly a bucket list item instead of making this huge journey to another part of our country, you know, to support somebody else. And so I'm just noticing how that actually is a bucket list item that you want to continue being with yourself.
Exactly. That is very good, yes. Yes. I love it.
It's amazing. You know, and sometimes how we have challenges in making those difficult decisions, because sometimes our heartstrings are so severely pulled, people know how to manipulate us, right?
Oh, yes.
and being able to really identify that and go, you know what? My bucket list says that this is what I need to do right now. This is what's most important for me that I need to do. And having the strength and the courage and the centeredness to be able to be strong and adhere to that.
Very true, because then it would have impacted what I was needing to go and do next. So I definitely needed to remember to be with me and to remember my energy was most important at that time, and by pulling on it, it would have impacted something that I had already agreed to do that was not just for myself, but was also for the work that I'm doing at the Center for Spiritual Living, Southern Nevada.
Yeah. So speaking of the Center for Spiritual Living, Southern Nevada, our spiritual leader is Marquita Pierre McAllister, and I wanted to bring you on at this time, Marquita, just to recognize you and the voluminous work that you do and the encouragement that you give us for expanding daily meditation. And why would we want to do that? We know that it doesn't work.
You know, I remember when I first saw that, I was like, what? How's that possible? But I really actually do appreciate the author's opinion and what he's doing, because he's really talking about how in our Western world we tend to come from a thinking mind, a very rapid thinking mind, and that meditation is really not about resisting that mind and focusing so much on our thoughts till we're actually in a fight over trying to be peaceful, trying to be peaceful and fighting against the thoughts, which does not lead to peace.
Yeah.
He's really more talking, and he references the Eastern. And I have to agree with him. As I began over 25 years ago meditation, I did find a difference between many times what the Western viewpoint of meditation was versus the Eastern viewpoint of meditation. And so I was able to, and I do give Vipassana retreats, which is really much more of a gentler meditation, moving one into the heart space. And so what he's talking about is don't fight so much with your mind till you totally lose what the point of it is, which is being at one with life itself. And that is more through the heart and feeling nature. We're always at peace, but what you're at peace with is you want to feel peace, not think peace. That's two different things. That's really what he's referencing is you don't get to think meditation, I'm meditating, I'm trying to be peaceful, move the thoughts and fight it. This is about going beyond words, beyond thoughts, to a state that is really more coming from your heart. And that, I love what he did with it. It was quite an interesting twist on words he did, but I love what he actually did with that. I thought it was phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. And, yeah, at the center we promote meditation, and it's interesting because most students do start with, I can't meditate because my mind is too rapid. And just getting them to understand it's not about fighting anything. It's about allowing something that is deep within your own soul to come forward. And that is much more through the heart than through the head.
Yeah, so we have this music. You know, music sometimes can really help center us, and sometimes music can detour from centering us. And so it's really about making positive choices with that. And because we're all so different in how we engage with music and our life experience, you know, it's looking at offering a variety of different possibilities to connect more deeply with our center. So there actually is a workshop that Suniti and I are presenting on August 19th at Music for Life, if you happen to be in music in Las Vegas, or if you want to come to Las Vegas and have an excuse to come, besides just wanting to play in Las Vegas, you can come over to the Music for Life Center and join us at 6 o'clock that night to really experience a variety of different methods, different forms of meditation called vibrational meditation, where we're going to have Vinita Teak is through the vibrational sound of words, through mantras, both ancient and new mantras, chants. And then I'm actually going to take the violin out and play.
And we've got a lot of rhythm instruments in our Music for Life Center. So there's going to, and depending on who shows up, kind of depends too on what we focus the most on and what we resonate the most with. I have to share, I had a client recently who was triggered in during one of my music therapy groups with a panic attack. And normally that panic attack would be resolved by self-mutilation. And fortunately, with notifying me about, you know, where he was in his space, I whipped out the violin and had some supportive music that that I do with the violin, and we were able to dissolve the panic attack within minutes. So music is very powerful when you understand that it operates from your central nervous system, regardless of whether you're listening to it or playing it. It can have powerful influence over your physiology, your mindset, your emotions, your behavior. So I'll get the violin out and we'll kind of look at how that might also feel for people during that night. So, Venetia, I look forward to partnering with you on taking our attendees through vibrational meditation on the 19th.
Absolutely. We're going to have some fun with some words as well as mantras that are from ancient time as well as modern day mantras. They each create a different vibration in the body, and people will get to explore that and see what really grabs them, which thing really resonates with their whole being. This is not just about listening to it, it's also about feeling it, and then learning how your magnificent voice actually can bring about vibrational healing for you, depending on how you use it. Simply humming, as well as making sound with your own voice so that you can feel that vibration in your body. And that's really one of the things that I look forward to having people get in touch with, that and how they experience that, so they can experience meditation in a different way.
Yeah. There's also, I do meditation groups on a weekly basis for music therapy clients, and because they're usually in extreme discomfort with emotional pain or what have you, I will do a music medicine pill and spontaneously take them through a guided imagery that acknowledges the variety of emotions that we have. And it's always very interesting for me to have their feedback come with never being able to get to a deep place of relaxation. But because of the way this music medicine pill works, they're able to finally achieve that and to reconnect with that centered spiritual part of themselves that they thought was gone. So it will be sharing a variety of stuff. And then I'm also a transcendental meditation meditator, where the mantra is used and no music is used.
Right.
And so I've got a variety of experience with how I crave silence and then how I desire music. And so there are so many different methods depending on where you're at, what you need to help support you getting to a more centered place. So I look forward to that journey. So, Marquita, when you meditate, do you use music or not?
Many times I don't, but many times I do. It depends on what's kind of going on. And usually the way I use music is I use music to move me into a particular state of consciousness, and then I will soften it, and then I turn it off. So a lot of times it will help me, many, many times, it helps me to move from whatever my environment is, whatever's going on in my world, because music is very soothing to my soul. And so I will start it with music, and then when I get to a certain, you know, I'm quieter, then I will turn it off and then do silence only.
Ah, okay. And then I know you like to sing as well. Do you use the power of your voice to take you to that center as well?
When I'm chanting. When I do chanting before I move into the silence, then yes. But I don't. There's no. I don't like sing a song. Well, I take that back. I'm sorry. I take that back. There have been some very tough times in my life Well, I will use music and I will sing to really, especially when it's really, really tough, like a dark night of the soul kind of thing. I use music and I sing to move my vibrational energy and shift that and change that into a surrender. And then I stop singing, I allow some more music, and then I'm quiet enough to go much deeper. So yes, there are times when I, but not often I'm singing. It's usually because I'm in such a state that I need to sing and praise and surrender and all of that.
Yeah.
So all the modalities, you know, whatever it works.
Uh-huh. I hope that you're able to participate with us that Wednesday night if you're available. I would love to have a variety of support with Benicia and I to look at all of these different aspects. Benicia, I know that you've got a special song list that you'd like to tap into with Liquid Mind. And we, for our listeners, we have Liquid Mind Music link on the Music for Life blog. So you look at this blog talk radio that we're on. There's a link on our homepage there to take you over to the blog to get the links to the music. So Liquid Mind Music is extremely soothing. So for listeners who need to have a beat or need to have words, this is not that. This takes you really to a very deep place. And, you know, sometimes the music medicine pill with Liquid Mind in the very center of that will help move you into that place. I know a lot of music therapists also use Liquid Mind for guided imagery and to help clients get into that place. And we've got some links here as well that take you to music therapy and sedative music through the Liquid Mind website. So the link takes you not only to the YouTube album that you can hear a variety of selections from that album that Venetia uses, but there's also a link to understand more about how music therapy and sedative music with Liquid Mind all connect with some research links as well. So there's, you know, and I'm sure that there's so much sedative music out there. And when you can get the right playlist together of sedative music, it's amazing how, if even if you're in like a trauma situation of having to do surgery. Recently I had to do surgery. And I had a playlist for recovery, and I had a playlist for surgery. And I talked to my anesthesiologist and said, this is what you are going, I'm going to push play and make sure it's going when you reel me in there. And as I'm going out, I'm listening to this music, and I'm hoping that you're not going to have to use as much anesthesia. So please continue monitoring me so that you're not just giving me the usual dosage. You only give me exactly what I need. So when I came out from recovery and was talking with the nurse, I said, could you please check the record and tell me how much anesthesia was used? Well, I was kind of out of it, too, but wanted to make sure I got that information. And her eyebrows went up. She goes, oh, there wasn't as much used as they normally supply. So
very good.
Music can be used to support less anesthesia being used and lessen the effects of anesthesia on your physical well-being and recovery as well. So I encourage people to really look at what they can use in all aspects of their life when they really need to have sedative, or they also call it anesthesia music, an anxiolytic music. There's a variety of different terms I'll use for sedative music or soothing music in order to get you to that deep theta state. So if we look at our four psychological states, we're in the beta state, hopefully right now, active alert thinking. And then we go down to our alpha state, and then there's the theta state, and then the delta state. So hopefully you're able to get down to the alpha or the theta state for that deep meditation, and music can actually change your brainwaves to get you into that state more easily. It is, as you say, Marquita, you have challenges in just getting there without music. You can use music to alter your psychological state.
Absolutely.
So in the few minutes that we have left, what have we not talked about? I know, Marquita, you have got something on your bucket list that you want to get taken care of before the fall comes. I understand you might go on a trip.
Absolutely. Going back to, I would say where I'm from, but it's not where I'm originally from. It's just where most of my life has been spent, and that's Anchorage, Alaska. Going back to Anchorage on the 31st so that I can be with my family and take care of some things. Yeah, that's definitely on my bucket list. Got to make it happen.
And I wish you could put me in your suitcase.
I know. And actually, by the time I get there, it should be the trees should just be turning. So I'm hoping I can stay long enough to watch that whole fall thing really happen. It should be happening when I get there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
And we laugh about that because it's like, you know, if you miss the weekend that we had fall, you miss it because it happens that quickly.
Yes, it does. Yeah. 3 days and it's over.
Hopefully it's happening while you're up there. Venetia, was there anything more that you wanted to add about anything that we left out?
No, just that for those who may have never done meditation, to come. This is going to be a very different experience. It will be definitely interesting. And Judith and I are thinking about adding another element with breath to this as well, and having people learn to really concentrate as a result of using their breath, which then moves them also into a meditative state. So we have something up our sleeve that's playful for people to experience that. So come and find out what we're going to do. That's actually very different.
Yes, and I know from those that may be attending that we may be sparked into something that we hadn't even thought of yet.
You never know.
I love how the connection with each other permits and allows that to bubble up and for us to explore instead of saying, well, that's not on my agenda. We're not going to go into that because I don't know anything about that.
No, keep it playful. Keep it, and keep it creative, you know? That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Spirituality is creative. It's not boring at all.
As we know by Center for Spiritual Living in Southern Nevada, we are so not boring. We are lively.
Right. Oh, in fact, on that note, I will mention the meditations at the Centers for Spiritual Living Southern Nevada, which starts at 9:15. Those are different. We have a different meditation facilitator, so we do have a different creative expression of meditation on Sundays.
Every Sunday.
And then you never know what's going to come out of Marquita's mouth when she gets into the message part of the service on Sunday morning. So it's always a treat to share that space with you.
So many times Marquita doesn't know what's going to come out of her mouth. It's interesting. And then the music. We do it at a great time. Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, both Venetia and Marquita, for sharing your experiences of what meditation is really about to connect deeper with our spirit here on Music for Life Radio. We are coming to the end of the show, and it's been my sincere mission to have inspired you with a life skill. So until we meet again, notice how you purposefully self-medicate with music to transform your BS.